54 nations in Africa. I want to thank God first for bringing me in America. I think I'm about 13,000 miles away from home. So I want to thank God for bringing me to America. And also I want to thank the pastor and his family and all of you for inviting me to come here today to share the word of God. I am married. My wife is called Jane Rose, and God has blessed us with 9 children. And I have 3 soccer teams of grandchildren. Yes, I have over 30 grandchildren and more orphans. So I have a very big family. I am the founder director of World Revival and Salvation Ministries. As the pastor says, we have planted over 500 churches in 7 African nations over there. And God is really doing great and mighty things in Africa. The Holy Spirit is moving very powerful. So I am the best testimony and example of what the grace of God can do in an impossible situation. I could be a dead man right now, but I thank God by His grace. He changed my life. He changed my life, and He just called me and turned my life upside down. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I was born in a very poor family. My father was polygamous with so many wives, many children. So we were raised up very poor. So he was working as a cook for a white British settler there. He was earning very little money. So he could not feed us well, educate us well, things like that. So I dropped out of school when I was 16 years old. So I started drugs, alcohol, chasing women, fighting in the community with weapons, metal bars, spears and swords. And within a very short time, I became a criminal. But I thank God.
Hallelujah.
But I thank God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
When I was 19, I went out in the morning, drugs, alcohol, dancing, doing all sorts of things. I was so drunk, I came home at midnight, fell on my bed, 2 o'clock in the morning, Jesus appeared to me, and He changed my life. And so I just want to thank God for who he is. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So let's pray. Father in heaven, I want to thank you, to praise you, to give you the glory and honor, Lord, because you are the King of kings, Lord of lords. You are our Savior, you are our Master, our Redeemer. Lord, we thank you for the salvation you have given to us, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for leading me, guiding me, Lord, to bring me to this place, Lord God. I thank you for this church. I thank you for this ministry. I thank you, Lord, for the pastor, for all the saints who are here, Lord God. Father, I ask you, Lord, to bless this ministry, to bless the pastor and his family, the elders, Lord. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for this fellowship, Lord. Lord, we ask you to be with us, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit speak to us, Lord God. Not by power, not by mighty, but by your Holy Spirit, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Change us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord God. Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you are doing and what you are going to do in this place, Lord God. Hear my Lord. I humble myself before you, Lord. Just use me, Lord, as your vessel, Lord. I am nothing before you, Lord. I just humble myself before you, Lord God. Just speak by your Spirit, Lord. Speak by your Spirit, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
So today you are going to hear Kenyan English, not American English. Yes. Turn with me to your Bibles in Genesis 12, please. Genesis 12. Kenyan African English. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 4. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make you a name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse he who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lord went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let's be seated. Men and women of God, this is a man of God. Abraham was a man of God. Abraham walked with God. He followed God. He obeyed God. He was a man of God's own heart because he was following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
I am always blessed when I read about Abraham, about the way he walked with God, the way he walked in faith, the way he took steps to do the things that God had called him to do. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So the Bible says, God spoke to Abraham. Abraham, leave your country, leave your nation, leave your people, go to a country that I will show you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So my Bible says, Abraham did not question God. Abraham did not question God. God, where am I going? What kind of people are there? He just obeyed God. There are three things that we must learn about the life of Abraham. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The first thing, he listened to the voice of God.
Yes.
Can you tell your neighbor, listen to the voice of God? Tell your neighbor, listen to the voice of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He listened to the voice of God. There are three things you must learn about the life of Abraham. The first thing, he listened to the voice of God. And today, so many of us, we don't have time to listen to the voice of God. Many of us, we are so busy. We are so busy with the things of this world, we don't want to take time to listen to the voice of God. Hallelujah! How will you follow God if you don't have time to listen to the voice of God? You are so busy running here and there, doing this and doing this, things of this world, things that cannot help you spiritually, things that not help you to grow in the things of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Many things happen in this world, especially in the world, in the Western countries. Television, games, whatever, so many things. So many things, they make people walk away from God. They want to listen to the world. They want to listen to the world. They don't want to listen to God. So my brother, my sister, I am here today to challenge you. Take time to listen to God. Take time to listen to God. Hallelujah. How will you fulfill a ministry? How will you fulfill the vision if you are not listening to God? If you are not listening to God, how will you follow God? How will you do what he has called you to do if you don't have time to listen? That small voice of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Abraham listened to the voice of God. He listened to the voice of God. The second thing that Abraham did, he received the word of God by faith.
Yeah.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
He received the word of God by faith.
Yes, right.
He received by faith.
Yeah.
He listened. God gave him the message. Depart from your country.
Yeah.
Leave your family. He listened and received by faith. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So my brother, my sister, you must receive the word of God. When God speaks to you, you must listen. You must receive. Receive. You must receive by faith. Not by your own understanding. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't lean on your own mind. You must believe God with all your heart. You must receive the word of God in your heart.
Amen.
You receive it and grasp it. Hold on the word of God. Whatever the Lord speaks to you, you must receive it by faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, you cannot please God. You cannot please God. Hallelujah. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
You must receive by faith. And the third thing, you now obey.
Yeah.
You listen to